What's up, loves? This is Love or Obsession. I'm your host, Queen. Hey guys, welcome and welcome back. Today on Love or Obsession, we will discuss Danilo Cavalcante. Let's get into it. Danilo Souza Cavalcante, born July 3rd, 1989, a Brazilian national accused of murder in Brazil and is a convicted murderer in the state of Pennsylvania. He escaped from the Chester County prison on August 31st, 2023. After a 14-day manhunt by police, he was apprehended on September 13th. Cavalcante, born in Brazil, fled to the United States after Brazilian authorities issued a warrant for his arrest in Tocantins, the state of Brazil. 2017, in connection with the shooting death of a Brazilian student. 4 years later, April 2021, Cavalcante was arrested for fatally stabbing his ex-girlfriend, Deborah Brandao. He was just convicted of Deborah's murder days before his escape from Chester County Prison. About Cavalcante's early life, little is known. He was born in 1989. And that was that crack baby era, but let me not go there because nowadays crack is the least of these babies' concerns or as far as drugs go. And not to even say that Cavalcante was a crack baby, you know, he probably had a real nice mom. You know, his mom was probably a real nice lady. Sometimes when children grow up to be terrible adults and murderers and things like that, it really has nothing to do with the parents sometimes, you know. And I say as far as these babies go nowadays, because actually on the news earlier, I was just watching how a lot of babies are projected to be born with birth defects due to the mothers and taking drugs laced with fentanyl. And that was on the news. So November 2017, Cavalcante was accused of November 2017, Cavalcante was accused of fatally shooting 20-year-old student Walter Jr. Morena dos Reis. The victim was shot 5 times on November 5th, 2017, outside of a restaurant in the city of Tocantins. Investigations indicated that they were friends prior to the shooting. They were friends previous to the shooting because prior. Okay, y'all get it. Okay, so they was friends and the murder allegedly occurred due to a vehicle repair debt that the victim owed Cavalcante. Now, all of this is alleged because Cavalcante was never convicted for the murder of Maria dos Reis because he fled the country. So he never had his day in court. The victim's family never got that closure of justice because Cavalcante fled the country. So apparently he's supposed to repair the vehicle for Maria dos Reis and the victim didn't pay, allegedly. Okay, so a week after dos Reis' murder, the Brazilian justice system accepted a request to issue an arrest warrant for Cavalcante. January 2018, Cavalcante fled Brazil and illegally entered the United States via Puerto Rico. After entering Puerto Rico, Cavalcante obtained a fake ID and he settled in Chester County, Pennsylvania, where he had a sister and friend staying already. In Chester County, Cavalcante began a relationship with Deborah Brandao. She was Brazilian also, so it might was a little Brazilian community that his family was living in. The relationship ended sometime in 2020. The split was not amicable. Brandao wanted the relationship to be over. Cavalcante was upset by this, and he began to threaten her. On April 18, 2021, Deborah was attacked in front of her home and in front of her 2 children, ages 7 and 4 at the time. Cavalcante stabbed her 38 times. He was apprehended by the Virginia State Police and extradited back to Pennsylvania. The trial for Brandao's murder began August 16, 2023 in Chester County. While a jury took 15 minutes to reach a guilty verdict, Cavalcante was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole on August 22nd. Following his conviction and sentencing, Cavalcante was sent to Chester County Prison in Popkeson Township. If I said that wrong, let me know, y'all. Where he was waiting to be transferred to a federal prison. So the event that grabbed everyone's attention, it was on the news and everything, you guys. So while Cavalcante was waiting in prison, Chester County Prison, and he was about to be transferred to a federal prison. So I'm thinking with higher security, more advanced security, he like, wow, think. What I got to do? I don't want to go to federal prison. So the event that grabbed everyone's attention was Cavalcante's prison escape. 1 week after sentencing around 9 a.m. on August 31st, 2023, he escaped by chimneying between two closed walls in the exercise yard of the prison, making his way up to the roof and maneuvering around razor wire. And what I mean by chimneying, I guess they call it like a crab walk, where you basically, there's two enclosed walls. You basically hop up, 1 foot is on one side, the left foot is on the other, and you just basically climbing up that wall, you know, climbing. And he did that all the way until he reached the top. He maneuvered around the razor wire fencing to escape the prison. A similar escape occurred at Chester County Prison months earlier when an inmate, Igor Bolt, scaled the wall and escaped the prison, but Bolt was apprehended within 5 minutes of his escape. Okay, so I guess Cavalcante took that lesson and learned a little bit more, and he was actually able to escape for 14 days, okay? So the prison was placed on a lockdown once the confirmation was cleared that Cavalcante was missing. As the manhunt began, Cavalcante was spotted walking on a road about an hour after his escape. He was actually being spotted within the search areas. Police had been missing him by minutes. Like, he was spotted here, there, everywhere, and every time the police got on it, he was just gone, you know. He was spotted walking on a road 2 miles west of the prison. One homeowner claimed Cavalcante was in his house and stolen food. He was even spotted on a residential security camera. I'm guessing a Ring doorbell camera. I just recently got one myself. Shout out to Ring. He was even spotted, well, on the Ring doorbell cam, I just assumed it was a Ring, guys. Because there's so many doorbell cameras, I can't say that it was a Ring or not. But he was spotted on a residential security camera crossing through the backyard of the home. The location was about a mile and a half south of the prison. Now, I don't know the timelines of the sightings, but the backyard camera was September 2nd, 2023. A $10,000 reward was in place for any information leading to his capture. It seemed like the capture was inevitable. You know, it was certain to happen because with the police barriers, he would have been left walking in circles, you know. Some people spotted him walking west. Some people spotted him walking south, north. The way that the police had the barriers around this guy based on the sightings, he just would have been walking in circles. It wasn't no escape. The only way he could have gotten out of that jam is if he had an airplane, helicopter, or something aerial that could have lifted him right out of there. That would have had to been before authorities put their helicopter in the air also. So ideally, when he chimneyed up to that roof, a helicopter should have been waiting for him. But this is not a movie, okay? This is real life, and he is not El Chapo. Okay, moving on. There were over 400 local, state, and federal agents searching for Cavalcante in the perimeter of the property of Longwood Gardens, about 2 miles south of Chester County Prison. Authorities that were involved included the U.S. Marshals Service, the FBI, the DEA. They wanted his ass. They like all hands on deck, okay, baby? So authorities basically set up barriers that Cavalcante somehow gotten through. He was nearly 20 miles northeast east of that search perimeter. He was spotted on a Ring doorbell cam. See, I knew somebody had a Ring, okay? He was spotted on a Ring doorbell cam in East Pikeland Township. He appeared on the camera shaved with fresh clothes on. Officers discovered that Cavalcante made it to that area by stealing a van from a local dairy store near Longwood Gardens, and he drove it to the Phoenixville area. So he did. He was able to escape that barrier. Wow. I guess if you could trick him, you can beat him, okay? On the night of September 11, 2023, Cavalcante was spotted again in a 911 call reported a shooting near an elementary school in South Coventry Township. Police found that Cavalcante broke into the garage of a home in that area, and the homeowner discovered Cavalcante in his home and reportedly shot at him. Shot at him 7 times, but Cavalcante was able to escape the house and steal a .22 rifle with a scope and a flashlight from the home. So the neighborhood was on high alert. Authorities created a new, tighter search perimeter around 8 a.m. September 13th. Police discovered Cavalcante sleeping with the stolen rifle. I don't know why I pictured him cuddling that rifle like it was like a boo or something. Even Cavalcante tried to escape, but he was bitten in the hand. He was bitten in the head by a police-trained dog. The dog name was Yoda. Mix the soda with the Yoda. No, but the dog name was Yoda. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens said that Cavalcante only suffered minor injuries from that dog bite. Following his capture, a SWAT team transported Cavalcante to the Pennsylvania State Prison in Avondale. He was interviewed before being transferred to a state correctional institution in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, where he is currently being held. Well, I don't know if he's currently being held at this time because, well, at the time of my recording. But at the time of the note taking, he was being held currently. Gratitude was expressed to all law enforcement agencies involved searching for Cavalcante in high heat, severe thunderstorms, heavily wooded areas. Was not easy searching for this man. That's how he was able to elude officers for 14 days, because it was just like a mail carrier, all weather, any rain, sleet, hail, storm, they out there looking for them, okay? Shout out to all the mail carriers, because delivering mail is not easy. And then they all getting robbed nowadays. You got to have postal police on standby. It's sad, y'all. Shout out to the mail carriers. So during his capture interview, Cavalcante stated that he survived off watermelon and creek water. He only traveled at night, and he was even almost stepped on by a police officer at one point while hiding. His plan was to steal a car and drive to Canada or Puerto Rico. The Chester County Prison Board got their asses handed to them by the residents in the area, like, why didn't they set up security measures after Igor Boats escaped? Because Cavalcante escaped in a similar fashion. The prison had already fired the guard that was on duty the morning of the escape. The prison stated that the guard had the opportunity to spot Cavalcante as he was escaping. I don't know if it sounds like the union can get his job back, if that is a union job, but I don't know the circumstances, like the layout or whatever, but they was basically saying that if the guard was really on guard and paying attention to his job, he would have been able to see that Cavalcante was escaping. I don't know how they put all that on the guard, though, because the guard probably like, what? Okay, so a tin roof was installed over the area where Cavalcante chimneyed up the two walls and had access to the roof to escape. It was a tin roof installed now, so there's no outer place where anybody could, like, go once they get to that top. So if you guys have any questions, all questions, please send all messages and suggestions to loveoobsessionpodcast@gmail.com. Pictures can be found on the Instagram. at Love or Obsession Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the story today. It's Queen. I love you guys so much. New episodes every Tuesday. Peace out.